From KRCB FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Housing advocates are cheering a deal reached between Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic lawmakers to work on an affordable housing plan. Sally Schilling reports.
Governor Brown announced he will work with Democrats on a plan that includes a bond, establishing a permanent revenue stream for affordable housing, and changes to development rules to encourage construction. Ray Pearl is with the California Housing Consortium, an affordable housing advocacy group. He says it's encouraging to see Brown on board after rejecting other funding proposals. He says the state desperately needs a new plan.
The state of California used to invest over $1 billion annually into affordable housing throughout the state. And that money has trickled to almost zero.
Brown rejected last year's funding proposal, arguing that the money is useless without regulatory reforms. He proposed to streamline local development review processes in order to make it easier for construction projects to get approved. Lawmakers head off for summer recess Friday and are expected to take up the issue when they return in late August. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.
On the first day of meetings by President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission, California's top elections official said he believes the Trump administration is exploring how it might roll back voting rights across the country. Democratic Secretary of State Alex Padilla says he'll continue to withhold sensitive voter data requested by the commission.
There are significant privacy concerns with what they're requesting, how they intend to store data, how they intend to use data. There are certainly security concerns.
Trump has claimed, without evidence, that serious voter fraud took place in states won by Hillary Clinton, including California. His commission has asked all 50 states for voter data that is publicly available under their individual laws. California law does not allow the release of the last four digits of a voter's social security number, their driver's license number, or how they voted. It does allow for the release of a voter's name, address, and party affiliation. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.